The legislature's budget panel has already given the final okay to spend $810 million in federal stimulus funds on a high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee. But Republican State Assemblyman Brett Davis, who's running for lieutenant governor, is introducing a bill that would reverse that decision. Essentially, it would stop the train. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker, a Republican candidate for governor, joined Davis to support the plan at a state Capitol news conference.
Free money is not free. People have asked that all the time, why wouldn't you want to take $810 million of federal money? The reality is, it comes with a cost.
That cost would come in the form of an eventual state subsidy. A report by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimated the state could end up paying $7.5 million a year to support the rail line once it's up and running in 2013. Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevitz, a Democrat and a big supporter of passenger rail, said that if you look at that subsidy in context, it's a very small sliver of the overall state budget. But Cheslevitz says the payoff to the state's economy could be huge. He said Republicans were being short-sighted.
They want to turn down $800 million in federal investment. They want to turn down thousands of jobs. And I guess send them to Illinois or Florida or Oregon. I don't know where.
Cheslevitz says he's not worried the Republican bill will pass. Davis just introduced it with only weeks to go in the regular legislative session, and majority Democrats who run the legislature have supported this rail project. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.